Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stolzis, just sharing an inspiration with you. I don't have a lot to share today, but I would like to just tell you a little bit what I observed yesterday. Yesterday, we helped a dear friend, a family, move about 380 miles, I guess it is. So we loaded a trailer up, and we took the trailer to their new home. But something that I observed touched my heart. And this was the family that moved. And I'd like to just briefly to share with you what I observed in this family as an inspiration to you, especially you as fathers and as mothers, to lead your children out of a love and a firmness rather than a strong arm or an arm of control. This family, the oldest children, I do believe are 15, and then from there on down, they have 5 children. And it was just interesting to observe, just a little bit of a backdrop. This is the first family to move into an area where there's 3-4 families that are planning on moving very shortly. So they were the first family moving into that area, so there was not a lot of help there. And in a sense, they're very alone at this point till some of the other families move. And it was interesting to observe them working together as a family. They were a strong unit. When it came to unloading the trailer, it was just our family and theirs. And I could see they were used to working together and doing what it takes to get the job done. But they did it out of a heart of gladness. I could see that there was a unity in the family. And I'm sure that they're a family like any others, where some of the children squabble at times. We as parents at times get disturbed or sometimes even upset. But I was just amazed. And I realized that there is tremendous strength in a family unit. Yes, we can depend on the church, we can depend on the elders, we can depend on relatives, but I believe God designed a family to work as a unit. In the beginning, he talks about how a husband shall cleave to his wife, and then he uses the scripture of being fruitful and filling the earth. And if you can, if God has blessed you with children and you can conceive children, I would encourage you to not just stop at one or two, because the way the world does it anymore, they want 2 children. That way they can quickly go back to their career and send them off to day school. And I don't think that creates a strong family tie. I think we need to take the initiative of, as fathers and as mothers, to teach our children to work together with each other and create a family of harmony, a family that wants to be together. Sometimes I have observed families that, they would rather be at a church function than home, because they don't get along very well if they're all together at home. They think it's more peaceful at a church function than it is at home. And I feel that is the wrong concept, because I personally feel the church should be made up of strong families. I feel that is what builds a church. We can try to make a church a spiritual place. We can try to have good pastors preaching good messages and having worship leaders and song leaders that are motivated and zeal. But if the church body is made up of hurting families, I have yet to see a church that will prosper in that, because the children are there just for fulfillment. I do believe a family unit should be strong. They should, in a sense, go to church for a refreshment from their work. We as a family, we need to be in a battle, and I'm not referring to a physical battle, but we need to be in a battle of doing the Lord's work as a family, and then go to church for refreshment and to worship the Lord and to lift up His name. So I'd like to just encourage each one of you listeners today to, if you have a family, and maybe you're struggling, maybe there's friction in the home, maybe there's some of your children don't get along very well, and I just encourage you as fathers to gather your flock around the table and break out the Word of God with them, and just try to reel it in, if I can use that term. Maybe your family has gotten a bit out of control, and to take an approach to reel it in, because the Scripture does say that the children shall rise up and they shall call you blessed, and also that they will meet the enemy at the gate. And that's a tremendous encouragement to me. My oldest, two oldest, are daughters, but it's amazing how the Lord has used them at times to meet the enemy at the gate, to come to me and say, you know, Dad, I have observed this. And all of a sudden I realize, yes, that is something I have missed. It was something that was creeping into our home. So just bless your children today. Bless them in the name of the Lord. And draw together as a family. And we have this saying at home. We have we don't have it all together, but together we have it all. So I'd like to encourage you in that. May the Lord bless each one of you in Jesus' name.